This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The death toll from a suicide bomb attack at a busy checkpoint in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has risen to at least 80. More than 90 others were wounded. An explosives-laden vehicle blew up in the middle of a checkpoint where nearly 100 vehicles and rickshaws were waiting in line. Authorities say it was the deadliest incident to hit the capital in months. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shakli, London.
Ukrainian authorities and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have agreed to swap dozens of prisoners tomorrow. Both sides had said earlier this month they would carry out a prisoner exchange by the end of the year, following Russian-Ukraine peace talks in Paris. Under the reported deal, two separatist territories, Donetsk and Lugansk, will get 87 prisoners, while 55 rebel-held captives will be handed over to the Ukrainian government. A Taliban force today raided an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gunfire attack happened in Helmand province, where most districts are Taliban-controlled. An insurgent spokesman claimed its fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The Taliban this week have carried out repeated attacks on government forces in different provinces, inflicting dozens of casualties and overrunning territory. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.